Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
The biblical statement spoken and recorded by Joshua, son of Nun, has become a very famous quote. Just before Joshua was about to die, finishing his work of leading the children of God from the wilderness into the land of promise, he challenged all Israel to make their choice. The answer to this challenge lay with their faith. Would they choose Jehovah or other gods to worship? Joshua made his choice known. He would serve the Lord God Almighty. I believe we all make the choice as to whom we will serve. Choices are set before us, and we will serve one or another. Joshua said, "Choose you this day whom you will serve." He minced no words when he spoke to Israel. The people had come into the land that God had promised Abraham as an inheritance. They had conquered those who were living in the land, and God had brought punishment upon the idolatrous nations. Now, on this occasion, Joshua demands that the people make their choice as to whom they will serve. I've been thinking about the choices we face. At this very time, we're making choices with our votes. We choose whom we would have lead us at all levels of government. Just as there were distinct differences between the false gods of the Canaanites and the Lord God Almighty, so there are huge differences in philosophies of men today. Unlike Joshua's challenge, we are not compelled to vote. We have the freedom to choose whether or not we participate. But the truth of the matter is that spiritually, we do have the same basic choice that Israel faced some 3,000 years ago. They had to choose whether to place their faith in the God who had delivered their forefathers from Egypt and had raised them up in the wilderness. He had also given them the strength to overpower and conquer the land. They could choose to worship him, or they could choose to honor the idols from Egypt or Canaan. They would choose one or the other. Faith in God and acceptance of his commandments was a factor in their decision. They could not choose to honor God and then not follow his commands. And isn't that the truth today? I believe it is. We are facing in our society the choice of having God's commands honored or choose another standard by which we will live. I think about the early history of our nation and recall how many came to this land searching for a freedom and a place where they could worship and honor God without the government dictating their faith. I recall how the education process developed through time, where schools were founded and based upon Christian principles. And this happened because Christians made their choice to follow the teachings of Jesus Christ. The foundation for their learning was to help advance the cause of Christianity in this land and to spread it further into the world. Over time, this was completely reversed. Those same old schools that came into existence no longer hold to biblical truth. The opposite is that science and man's great learning has developed the thought, a new thought, that there is no God at all, which in that case, the only God is man himself. We learn from the scriptures as it proclaims that the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The wisdom from the inspired writings of Ecclesiastes brings everything into focus. The experience of the old wise preacher is given and shared to direct the paths of those who would follow after him. He had made choices throughout his life, and he pursued everything that he thought could have been or would have been something that would bring him fulfillment and satisfaction in life. He did not find it in knowing everything that he could possibly learn. He did not find it in all the wealth and the power that he amassed for himself. He did not find it in every possible pleasure that could be purchased and produced. Everything and everywhere he turned, the journey ended with him frustrated with life and its values. Only when he turned to God would there be complete satisfaction, and he learned that. And so he says to us, "Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's whole duty." The choice is once again set before us as this wise counsel has been given to us. God and Jesus Christ have been on trial and remain so today. Will the Christian ethics be upheld and supported? That depends upon faith and the standing up for the truth that is founded upon the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "Unless you believe that I am He, you will die in your sins." The Lord said that if you love me, you will keep my commandments. He also said that not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. One day, about 2,000 years ago, Jesus was on trial. Pilate set up a choice for the people. He knew that Jesus was innocent of the charges against him. He knew that those who had come demanding his crucifixion were envious. So to deal with the matter, he would let the people choose. In his prison was a notorious criminal. The people could make their choice. Pilate said he would release one or the other, Jesus or Barabbas. The cry went up in the streets of Jerusalem that Barabbas was their choice, and they cried out for Jesus to be crucified. God and his way were rejected for the ruthless and violent criminal. If you were standing on the streets of Jerusalem and you were presented with this choice, which would you choose? Perhaps in a very real sense, I should ask, which choice have we made or are we making today? Is the way of righteousness the path chosen, or is it living without the restraints of any moral decency? Not long after Jesus had been rejected, crucified, buried, and then raised back to life again, some of those who had chosen Barabbas had another choice to make. Would they believe in Jesus to be the risen Messiah sent from God? Would they reject him again, or would they choose to serve him? Joshua said, "Choose you this day whom you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Just like in the day of Joshua, the only hope Israel had was to choose to serve the Lord if they wanted life and prosperity for themselves and their children. And so it is today. The choice of eternal life is only to be found in Jesus. Any other choice will not bring the spiritual prosperity God would give to all. And so I would repeat Joshua's charge, "Choose you this day whom you will serve."
We stand here together as a family. We join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. Serve Him, for He is worthy. Serve Him.
Thank you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.